7:36. All right, in case you missed this last hour, we know why President Obama did not perform well on Wednesday night.
Lack of air.
Yeah, I don't know if they asked him or Al Gore volunteered, but he believes that, well, what happened is the president got there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the day of the debate, and Mitt Romney had been there for a few days preparing. So he said, when you go 5,000 feet, when you go up 5,000 feet and you have only a few hours to adjust, I don't know, maybe, that's the end of the quote. So, oxygen deprivation. That must be it. That had to have been it.
In that same vein, Big Bird tweeted, by the way.
Did he?
That's like the hottest thing going now. Everybody is calling public broadcasting to get Big Bird on Jimmy Kimmel on Saturday Night Live and everything else.
But to his credit, Big Bird is a classy fellow, and he's refusing all of those.
He said no, but he tweeted, you know, I normally go to bed at 7:30. I went to bed early. Did I miss anything?
Oscar the Grouch used to be orange. Did you know that?
No.
Jim Henson decided to make him green before season two.
No kidding.
So how did they explain the color change?
He got dirty.
Well, he said he went on vacation, and he got very damp. And as a result, he turned green overnight.
He got moldy.
That's it. Big Bird is 8 feet, 2 inches tall, in case you didn't know that.
No, I did not.
Mr. Snuffleupagus has a first name. It's Aloysius.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know this. One of Count Von Count's lady friends is Countess Von Backwards.
Oh.
Who apparently likes to count, but she likes to do that backwards.
One interesting fact.
Yeah. According to Sesame Workshop, Elmo was the only non-human to testify before Congress. Well, that was a simpler time, wasn't it? They allowed that to happen. According to Sesame Workshop also, all Sesame Street's main Muppets have only four fingers, except for one. Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster has five.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nigeria's version of the Cookie Monster eats yams.
Me. Not the same.
No, and of course his catchphrase is, me want yam. So.
That's fun.
Yams
are sweet.
That's right. Cookie Monster, before he started eating cookies, had a first name. It was in the 2004 episode, 695-1620. For tickets to the Renaissance Festival, what was the Cookie Monster's first name?
That is a great question.
Well, that's the
I'll
idea.
I'll tell you what else, you know.
We have to find those. 695-1620, what is Cookie Monster's first name? Go ahead.
You were talking about Desmond Tutu earlier. There is a Muppet in the South African version of Sesame Street who is an HIV orphan. And I was watching just clips of her. Actually, it made me a little bit weepy, but there's an episode where she goes and she's sitting. She's like, I'm waiting for my friend Desmond Tutu, but I don't know what he looks like. She's like sitting there, and then Desmond Tutu, well, he comes up. He says, what are you doing? Actually, I told the story backwards. Golly. Anyway, sorry. But anyway, so then he's like, I'm Desmond Tutu. And so she's like, oh, you're one of my heroes. It just was really sweet. And then she has this box where she's been collecting items that were her mother's before her mother passed away.
Okay.
Was a lot. I thought it was really cool that they were doing that in South Africa. I mean, it seemed a little bit deeper than some of the things the Muppets talk about in America.
695-1620. Hey, what's the answer?
Now I feel like crying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, really.
Is it chocolate chip cookie
no,
monster?
No, it's not. That's good. Hi, what's the answer?
Ralph.
No, it's not Ralph.
That's the dog.
Hello, what's the answer?
Sid.
That's it. It's Sid. How did you know that?
I've got kids.
Oh, really? Wow. It's Sid.
Well, congratulations.
Who's this?
Chris Moutre.
Oh, hey, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
So it's Sid.
Good, all right. How are you
all
doing
right.
today?
Okay.
Sid Cookie Monster.
Well, Sid was his first name, and he just wasn't called Cookie Monster then.
Oh.
Did you ask your children, Chris, or, you know, did you remember that from a previous conversation?
Remembered.
Oh, very good. All right, Chris, we got two tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival. It's for Sundays only, but it's any Sunday, and it all starts this weekend. You can come by and pick them up here at the station, okay?
I'm sorry, Chris.
Sounds good.
Is Moutre, is it M-O-U?
Yeah, we got it. Now, his wife used to work here.
Oh, well.
Congratulations, Chris.
That one I got you covered on. Okay.
Okay.
All right, now get this. Why the recent rush in wheelchair requests at the airport?
Fast check-in.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Is that sad or what?
Yeah, that's pretty
it's
pathetic.
What?
Turns out that passengers have figured out you don't need actual proof of any ailment to get a wheelchair at the airport. Anybody who's in a hurry can just ask for one. You zip right to the front of the line.
So why are we announcing this?
Yeah, well, because it's a problem that they need to address. So that's what I'd say is if you're in the airport, well, I don't think it's a problem at Easterwood. I'm not
You'd think?
I don't think getting to the front of the line would matter. But, yeah, you know.
When the same guy checks you in and dumps your bags?
See, and then again, how do you test that without being really insensitive? You know what I'm saying?
It would be tricky. I have a card that I carry.
Okay. Really? That says I can do this?
No, it says that I have metal in my body.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, because I've obviously
he has a heart of gold.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah. Anybody in a hurry can ask for this. Get to the front of the line. They can keep right on rolling until they get to the plane, since passengers in wheelchairs board first.
I've never done that.
Another way to beat the crowds. This happens so often, in fact, that flight attendants refer to miracle flights in which as many as a dozen passengers are boarding on wheelchairs now.
Maybe they can give them rubber mallets to hit people in the knees.
Well, the thing is also what happens, though, is they board on they board the plane in a wheelchair, and amazingly, because it's a miracle flight, they're able to walk off at their destination.
That's horrible.
Isn't that something?
That's horrible.
One flight attendant joked, not only do we serve them beverages and ensure their safety, we're healing the sick. And the airlines don't seem to care. Spokesperson for one industry group said, we respect our passengers and we trust their integrity.
Well, of course they do. What else are they going to say?
Oh,
dirty
man.
Fakers?
Yeah, exactly. Well, once again. One more reason that traveling is so much fun now. Hello?
That's the same people that park in the handicapped spots. You wonder how they got a sticker.
Sometimes I think it's not a physical impairment they're dealing with.
Brains vary based on your effort. Do you want to learn how to make a